The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's go!
I'm here to put you up on game because I know that we need it.
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game.
Relax and take notes while I put you up on game.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Happy Saturday to everyone out there in radio land listening to us up on game. Bring you some game. Yep, that's right. It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Plaxico Burress. We're all here. We're broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got a lot to get to. Some exciting stuff. The NFL schedule has been released. We'll talk about our winner, loser, winners, losers, you know, plural, singular. Yeah, we'll go from there. The Bears, they got some interesting things going on with their schedule. We'll talk about that. The Jets, do they owe us? I feel like they do. We'll talk about that as well. But first, before we get to we're going to start the show off with golf. Yeah, that's right. We're going to start the show off with golf. But before we go there, how y'all doing, man? How y'all feeling? TJ, I know how you feeling because I'm looking out my window and, well, it ain't clear skies and sunny palm trees and all that old good stuff. But, hey, it is what it is. We still pay the taxes for it. I know how you're feeling, but tell me. Tell us how y'all feeling, man.
LeVar, it's almost to the point now, man, where clear skies and palm trees, we need these taxes to be lower because we pay for the sunshine and we really not getting it. Let's be honest. We really not getting it.
For a long time now, too.
It's all the time. It ain't sometimes. It's all the time now. So, man, y'all people think about coming to California, man. Y'all might want to think twice, man. It ain't what it used to be.
It ain't what it used to be.
Oh, man. Stop complaining.
Yeah, don't
you
look like
sunshine damn near 300 days out of the year.
It's not cold, Plex. Come on, it's not cold. It's just not. It's like overcast every day.
You just want to see that shine, that luster pop off your hair. That's all you want to see.
They not like us. We like to be hot out here.
I like that, LeVar. Everybody
claiming they from Cali now that Kendrick didn't hit them with that. You know what I mean? I'm from the Berg, so I got to still rep that 412. But, yeah. I mean, I have been out here quite some time.
You're transplanted now. You adopted. We welcome you with open arms.
I appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you who wasn't.
When LeVar told me he moved to California, he was like, dog, I don't think I'm coming back. I was like, for real? He's like, dog, I don't think I'm coming back.
Yep, and I have
and,
not.
And he was being serious.
Yeah, we waiting on you too, Plex. Come on, yeah, Plex.
Man.
Come on, pull up, man.
I don't know about that one, champ.
I mean, you know, keep your residency somewhere else, but you know, get a spot here though. Come here for, you know, 3-4 months out of the year. That's all we need.
You know what? The one thing that really bothers me about California, it's like you guys have like a nice looking beach and everything, but you can't use it. It's like the water's always cold.
It is cold. It is very different from
like
Atlantic.
The East Coast, but you got a beach that you can't use. I mean, that's.
I mean, you can use it. It's just gonna be a little
it's
chilly.
Just therapeutic. No. See, the Pacific is therapeutic water. You go in there, it's a plunge. Yeah. You go down into Miami and places like that. You know, it's like bath water. You know, it's a little different.
See, I don't want the bath water. I don't want the cold. I need something in between. I need something right in the middle.
I mean,
right
I
in
like
the middle.
In between, but I don't know about water. I don't anyway, let's talk about in between golfing. Y'all's boy Scottie Scheffler, man, he's made big news. He's just what, 3 shots or so out of first place after getting arrested. All right, now he's the number one ranked golfer in the world right now. He was arrested and charged with felony assault on a police officer, reckless driving outside of a PGA Championship event. The Louisville Metro Police detained him after he reportedly drove on a median toward the entrance to Valhalla Golf Club and initially failed to heed an officer's order to stop. Now, Scheffler, who won his second Masters title last month, called the incident the result of a big misunderstanding. I do believe we have some sound. Can we hear the sound? What he's got
just
going?
A huge misunderstanding this morning that'll get resolved, I think, fairly quickly. And I mean, I came here for a golf tournament. I was driving in this morning trying to get to my warm up time and get ready for the round of golf. You know, I didn't really have an understanding of what had transpired this morning. And you know, my main focus after getting arrested was, you know, wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play. And, you know, fortunately I was able to do that. And, yeah, it was nice to put together a solid round today.
I mean, talk about maintaining your focus. The man. Dude gets arrested. Now, listen, y'all both know. Now, there was an accident with a transport bus, a pedestrian, I believe, met their demise. So thoughts and prayers out to that person and their family. So it did seem like the stakes were a little higher, but let's be clear here. While he was driving on his own to get there, more often than not, when you're going to an event that is your event, you're a participant in the event, you get certain liberties that other people don't. And that might be driving on a median to get there. That might be having a police escort that goes through the traffic ways and the highways and the back roads and all those things to get you to the facility. Do you feel like first reaction that this was handled the right way by, I mean, us not being there, I get that. We don't know the details of it, but it just seems like the man was just trying to go to where he was supposed to be to make his tee time, whatever it may be. How y'all look at it?
Man, when we went, number one, extremely early. So when it's extremely early, it's dark out. And so I don't know the protocols when an incident hasn't taken place. When you say incident, a man lost his life.
Yeah.
And so now the police, they're on high alert. And Scheffler is like, I'm just going to my practice round before I start to play. So he isn't thinking, you don't drive to work, because that's what he was doing. You don't drive to work thinking, oh man, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to have to detour here. I'm going to have to do this. You don't do those things. And so I'm sure on his mind, that was the furthest thing from, oh, it's going to be a fatality. It's going to be an accident. So when he got up there, I'm sure he was like, wait, what's going on? And with it being dark, I'm sure, okay, you see the roadblock. You see the, okay, I'm going to just go around. So I get,
that probably didn't cross his mind. The police are on high alert. And so when you have those two things taking place, I'm sure exactly what he said, a big misunderstanding. Now, I don't know if he was told to stop. He didn't stop. I don't know all of that. But to me, it looked like it was a big misunderstanding. I agree with him. It will be handled and resolved very soon. It's very unfortunate to the person that lost his life. He's going to watch golf and unfortunately was hit by a bus. Prayers out to his family. But, yeah, I'm with Sheffield on this. It had to be a huge misunderstanding. This has to be, to me, moving forward, anytime something like this does happen and take place, they need to put protocols in place to where now they're calling all the golfers and letting them know, or send them a text message and let them know to avoid these type of incidents moving forward.
Hmm.
Yeah, so from what I understand, it happened just basically right outside the gate of the country club where he was trying to go in. And just like y'all said, I mean, he's just really just trying to get to his time. He's probably thinking to himself, all right, you know, those rules kind of really don't apply to me right now. I'm here for a golf tournament. I'm Scottie Scheffler, so I'm just going to drive around this, you know, this roadblock or whatever the case may be, but not knowing that it was a crime scene. So I think that's what really
– Well, no, we don't know if it was a crime scene. It definitely was a car wreck.
If somebody loses their life, it's a crime scene.
Is it a crime?
Yes.
You investigate it as such until you realize it may or may not.
If it's a dead body out there laying on the street, the yellow tape goes up, that's a crime scene.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay. Anytime you got a body on the street, what do you think?
I don't know that a crime was committed, but I get where you're coming from.
But, dog, when the yellow tape goes up,
it's the scene of an accident, a fatality of an accident.
That's
it could be a technicality. I don't think that it's a crime.
Well, they actually have to go out there and investigate and
that
do whatever
true.
That happens to
that
see whatever see what happens. So, nobody is allowed to go in that area. I would assume.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, that's very and I don't know how close Scheffler was and what he was doing and how he was trying to gain.
He basically drove around it is what they're saying when they tried to tell him he couldn't come through.
Right.
So
okay.
He just made it his own, judgment call to just say, you know what, I'm like, 50 or 60 yards from the door. It's right outside the country club. I'm just going to drive around and just go in and get a tee time.
And for what it's worth, as former guys that were in the league and had – probably many, many times where security was heavy going to the facility, getting to where we were going to go. That's what we do, right? I mean, honestly, like, even if a cop was like, even if a police officer was saying, you got to stop, you can't
go
this way.
You don't think anything of it. We just keep going.
So he just basically told him to stop, and he just kept going. And now
I heard he put his hand in the window or whatever.
Right.
I heard that's where the assault came
from. We don't know if the assault and the police officer comes from him being in the vehicle, or this guy really put his hand on. You don't have to really punch a police officer to say you assaulted him. You can basically just put your hand on him, and it's like he was assaulted. So then somebody comes up and says, "Hey man, that's Scottie Scheffler," and the police officer says, "Well, I don't care who he is, he's going to jail."
And that's probably exactly what happened.
That's exactly what he said.
I don't care who he is.
He said, I don't care who he is, he's going to jail.
Your ass going to jail, dog.
Well, he
they
definitely
put him down. They got definitely him in the orange jumpsuit and everything.
Man, he definitely was not a fan of Scottie Scheffler in the golf world. So
you think he had a bet on somebody else and was trying to make good on his bet?
Hey,
knew who Scottie Scheffler was, man. Come on. He's the number one golfer in
that situation. Are we going to handle it the way Scottie Scheffler handled it if we were in his situation?
Well, y'all know me, though. And Plex has seen me handle police officers in real time, in person. I'll give you a super quick example. I was standing halfway in a walkway and halfway off the walkway while waiting on Plexico to finish signing autographs, shaking hands and kissing babies in downtown Annapolis, Maryland. And the police officer pulls up on me and said, if you had half a brain, you would either walk across the walkway or get out of the street. And yeah. I said, sir, my foot is barely in the walkway.
You had 1 foot on the sidewalk and 1 foot on the street or something.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I remember.
Because I had just turned around to make sure we was all together, whatever. The cop pulled up on me I was out there acting bad. You know? And I looked at him. I said, sir, do you realize that the side of your vehicle says to protect and to serve? Do you think that you're protecting or serving me, either one of these two things that you're doing, by pulling up on me and insulting my intellect and my intelligence level?
You said it just like that.
Hey, bro, he looked at me and pulled off. See, to me, I think if you don't dismiss them and you have the conversation with them ahead of time, I think you're okay. I think if you just are dismissive and been like, F you, cop, you know what I mean? Like, first, I'm a big-time supporter of first responders. Y'all know that. That's just what we do and how we do things. But it, for me, it's like I just would have had the conversation. I would have had the conversation with him, and if I'd have felt like it was more harassment, then I would have pointed out why it's coming off as you're not protecting and you're not serving in the situation versus just being dismissive towards it and it seeming like I'm going to just pull around. You know what I mean? I would have rolled down the window like we're a team, like you're doing your job, I got to go do my job. Like, what's the best way to get to where I need to go? Like, I see something happen. Like, what do I need to do? That's how I would have handled it. And depending on how that it goes from there, that's when Scheffler, if you're asking me, you're the number one golfer in the country, even if you're not. That's when you get on the phone and you get on the phone with your people and you're like, listen, I got a situation here. Hey, I can't get to the greens.
You heard what the officer said. I don't care who he is. He's going to jail. So it didn't matter who he got on the phone.
But I'm saying
you never think it's that big of a problem until it is that big of a problem.
That's true. That is
true. You don't assume.
I would assume if Scotty knew that this accident resolved in a fatality, he kind of would have, he would have backed off a little bit. But he didn't.
Absolutely.
That's Plexico Burress. They call him Stretch Armstrong. It's TJ Hutchmanzada. They call him Pantene Man. That's right, because he's got great hair. Listen, I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break on the other side of it. The NFL schedule is out. Winners, losers, we're going to talk about it, all right? But first, let me tell y'all about some Thoroughbred Racing and how it has a new independent regulator. That's right, HISA. They call it HISA. Yep, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology in the help to keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. This is Up On Game. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
All right, welcome back in. This is Up On Game. We are live from Tyrac.com studios. We will talk about, you know, some insane ticket prices for an international NFL game. Doesn't make sense. Well, we'll talk about it. But right now, let's talk about the winners and the losers in the announcement of the schedule for the National Football League. We got TJ Hushmanzada here. We got Plexico Burris. I am LeVar Arrington. Guys, what are you guys feeling? The schedule release was done in a different way, an interesting way. It was by kind of like by part one, part two type of deal. And then it comes out and it's announcing the games. After looking at it, I would just say for me, obviously social media, they won because you had so many people paying attention to the release and where it was going to come from and who was doing it. I think it's interesting to how traditional outlets, you know, are being viewed and how that's being handled. But if I'm looking at one, I go with the New York Jets. I mean, the Jets seven standalone broadcast windows over the first 11 weeks, including week five, a contest in London against the Vikings. So obviously the decision makers and the schedule makers are looking at Aaron Rodgers part two and this New York Jets roster and everything that they got going on. Maybe the pressure on the GM and on the head coach plays a part in the I guess the entertainment value of what the Jets bring to the table. But they're a winner. They got a lot of primetime games where you got guys like the Carolina Panthers that aren't on that list. How did you guys view this? I say the Jets are a winner, but could ultimately end up being a major loser if this season doesn't go the way it anticipated for having the return of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, does it make them a winner because they have a bunch of primetime games?
I mean, the world's going to be watching to see if they're
any good.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah, but who are you playing? And are there, I want to be a winner when it comes to winning the games, not the amount of standalone games that I have. When you – number one, when the schedule comes out, it's like, oh, this team is a winner. Oh, this team. This is why the NFL is the greatest game in the world. You don't know who's going to be good. We assume, but there's always four or five teams. Every year you be like – whoa, where they come from? Now, if we're going to go off of schedule, I'm going to look at it from this perspective. The Detroit Lions play in the Dome. Go look at the Detroit Lions' first 14, 15 games.
Yep, they're all inside.
Pretty much all of them are inside.
Controlled environment.
So you have a quarterback in Jared Goff that, for the most part, the majority of the season, he's going to be playing in elements where he knows exactly what he's getting. And so, to me, Detroit, regardless of who you play, you won the schedule because you are not playing outside. You're indoors. Man. They play in Arizona. Oh, Arizona's hot. They can close the roof. They can open the roof. Does it really matter? There's no elements there anyway. And so, to me, when I look at schedule, I like Detroit's schedule because they are a dome team that plays, I believe, 13 of their first 15 games possibly indoors when you consider that the Cardinals can either open it or close it.
Hey, TJ, when we're talking about Detroit Lions, man, I'm going to say the same thing. They get the Los Angeles Rams at home. They get Tampa Bay at home. They go to Arizona. They get Seattle Seahawks at home. They go to Dallas, and they get Minnesota at home in their first six games of the year.
And that's what
there's a possibility they
can be. It's great. It's going to be great weather in Seattle, so there's no elements.
No, Seattle comes to Detroit.
Even that's what I'm saying. So Detroit, the league is behind. And say what you want to say. Oh, they want the
but like Detroit.
I'll say this. The losers of this 2024 schedule is no doubt the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, man, and they do not play a divisional game until week 11. Hey, week 11.
From week 11 on, tell us the schedule.
Man, from week 11 on, they get Washington at Pittsburgh. They go to Baltimore. They get Cleveland at home. They get Cincinnati at home. They go to Cleveland. They get the Eagles at home. And they get the Baltimore Ravens at home, the six out of the last seven games.
Hey.
And I'm going to say this. I looked at the schedule with Cincinnati Bengals schedule a couple days ago. By the time that the Pittsburgh Steelers have – one regular season game, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens will have already played twice. So they will already know where they need to be at. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm looking at it in a sense from the Steelers' position. So if the Cincinnati Bengals and the Ravens split that series, if the Steelers do not sweep one of those, then there's automatically going to be a three-way tie for first place. So if the Ravens or the Bengals sweep each other, one of those teams, that means the Steelers will be basically two games behind by the time they get to week 11. Mm. Two games behind. But it could be a good thing because you already know what you're looking at for the rest of the year.
You know what
but at the same time, you got six divisional games in 7 weeks. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that for a schedule.
Let me ask you guys this, because obviously the star moves the needle. Looking at their schedule, they got the Rams week one. You think they beat the Rams?
Who? The Lions?
The Detroit? The Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's gonna be tough.
Do they beat that? And that's at the Rams. So I'm gonna give the home team the advantage early on.
I'm going back, Plex. I knew. Because I believe the second last game, the Steelers play the Chiefs. Second last game, Steelers play the Chiefs. Crazy. Play the Chiefs. So in between that, we going to go ahead and sprinkle you a little Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry, LeVar. Go ahead.
No, it's preseason, so it didn't matter. So let's go regular season. They got the Browns in Cleveland. Then they have the Saints. Then they have the Ravens. They have the Giants. Then they have the Steelers. Then they have the Lions. They get a bye week, then they play the Niners, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Texans.
Man, the Cowboys can be around 500 or under 500 after that Texans game.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you see this being a strong year? Because this, to me, is critical mass year for the Dallas Cowboys. Do you see?
Oh, yeah. This is it.
This is it, right?
It has to be done this year.
So
there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
First quarter of the season. Browns, Saints, Ravens, Giants.
I feel like they're
2-2? Can you see them being 2-2?
I can.
Steelers, Lions, 49ers. They'll probably win at most two of those games.
One.
Max, maybe one.
One.
So that right there puts them under 500.
You got the Eagles, game or so.
Texans. Like, it's not going to be easy.
But it doesn't seem like it's that crazy of a – it actually seems a tad bit favorable for them to have a good year.
The thing that helps the Cowboys will be this when you look at it. They, for the most part, outside of playing the AFC North, they have the better quarterback in almost every single matchup, minus Dak – and Jared Goff will be what and what. People will take Dak over Russell Wilson. But the Niners, you're going to take Purdy. The Falcons, many may take Kirk Cousins. The Eagles, some will take Hurts. C.J. Stroud. Like, his best bet is – their Cowboys' best bet when they play the Commanders. You're not taking a rookie over Dak Prescott. So when they play Jaden Daniels in the Commanders, they play Daniel Jones in the Giants. That's four games. And so their division outside of the Eagles – gives them, for the most part, probably four victories. Probably you're going against rookie quarterbacks in four of those games. So not rookies, but the way Daniel Jones plays, many will say it's rookie-ish. But the Cowboys, this for Dak,
Jerry is already showing us he's uneasy.
This is it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead down to the AFC South because I'm picking the Houston Texans, the winner of this division. And I think it's three games for me that really stand out for this team. And C.J. Stroud, where he will be after the end of the season, where it's all said and done. They get Baltimore at home. He gets to go back to New York in the Jets and redeem himself from last year. He got knocked out of the game. Obviously, the weather was terrible. He ended the game with a concussion. And he gets to play the Kansas City Chiefs. If there is a possibility, well, there is a possibility that he takes down Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers, we will be talking about this young man arguably being probably the second best quarterback in this league. Mm-hmm. And they can't do it because I believe the Houston Texans are on the rise and they have this defense and D'Amico Ryan's really going in the right direction. So for the Houston Texans, I think this is the year to see if C.J. Stroud can put together that second campaign just like he did his rookie year.
Well, I'll tell you what, another quarterback that has the potential to have an amazing conversation and season is Caleb Williams. All right, we're going to talk about Caleb, his schedule on the other side of this update that we're going to get from the man himself. That's right, his name is Isaac Lowenkron, but the people that know him best, we just call him Ilo. What's up, Isaac?
Thank you so much, LeVar. Hey, no, and good morning, fellas. And our top story continues to be golf. Round three of the PGA Championship underway. Xander Schauffele, the lead at 12 under par overall. Colin Morikawa, one shot back. Scottie Scheffler is three back. They will all tee off around 1:30 Eastern time, about an hour from now. Now, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg said this morning that the detective who arrested Scottie Scheffler yesterday was either not wearing a body camera or did not have his body camera turned on during the incident. Mayor Greenberg, I'm just saying. Mayor Greenberg said that there was footage of the arrest from a fixed camera across the street that will be released in the coming days. I will say this. When we're talking about footage, camera, the whole deal,
yes,
you got to imagine our colleagues at TMZ are
They're chefing up the tape.
They're chefing it up for a small fee. Oh, it won't be a small fee. The fee ain't going to be small. I'll also add this footnote. Tonight, there is a brand new, fresh Saturday Night Live premiering tonight.
Uh-oh.
I know it's only one day's notice, but they gotta do a skit about this.
Come on. That for a dollar.
I mean, I know they're gonna have it on Weekend Update, but they have time to do a whole skit about this Scheffler incident. Anyway, on to apparently less dramatic matters: the NBA playoffs. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals Friday night saw the Pacers beat the Knicks 116-103 to force a Game 7. There's also a big basketball game today between Indiana and New York. They're going to be meeting in the WNBA today at the top of the hour over the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It'll be Caitlin Clark and the 0-2 Fever visiting the 2-0 Liberty. All right, fellas, take it away.
Appreciate that, Ilo. That's a great update from you. And, well, it'd be interesting to see because now the mayor's gotten involved. I mean, how does the implications of that?
Louisville, Kentucky police.
Come on, man. I mean, this is one of the biggest events that you do. You don't want to leave a bad taste in people's mouths where they're like, hey,
what
I don't want to go through this tournament.
Do you
know
the history of what's been going on with Louisville, Kentucky police over the last few years?
I mean, I haven't been up on them. I don't really pay attention to Louisville like that.
Brianna, all that. All that stuff happened in Louisville, champ.
I said racial, but you know, Scheffler is white. By the way, it was kind of a joke. But
and that police officer, I believe, is black. That's crazy, right?
Oh well, then maybe it is racial. Golly, I don't know.
I don't care who he is.
I was joking around. He going down. Was he white? Perfect.
Hey, man, I think I saw a photo on Twitter. He was indeed a white police officer.
Hey, man, I don't care who he is, man. He going to jail.
Yeah, Darlington. Was it Jeff Darlington?
Jeff Darlington, the video I saw.
It was
dark outside.
But it was a black officer that said, it don't matter. He going to jail. One I saw.
That sounded about right.
Yeah, like the one I saw was the officer who apparently, like, what's the police language they used? Attached himself to the back of the vehicle?
Yes, he attached himself.
Make it seem it was so much worse, huh? Attached himself.
Man. Yes, he did. He was drug off by the car. Man. And speaking of dragging off, can Caleb Williams drag this Chicago Bears team to the playoffs this season? Now, like you said about the Steelers earlier, Plex, Caleb Williams doesn't have a divisional game until week 11 as well. And to think about this, going into that week 11 game, that tilt against the Packers, which is a back-to-back against the Vikings, and then triple crown deal with the Lions after that, and then the 49ers, which is could be a brutal stretch, because then they have the Vikings again and then the Lions. It could be really bad for them, but to start off the year, it seemingly is a very, very opportunistic schedule for Caleb Williams to get into the mix and be a guy. You start off with Tennessee. He should be able to have a good showing against them. The Titans, that's going to be a game. That'll be a great matchup to see two young quarterbacks and what that looks like going into that. I don't know how that one turns out. But the Colts, I don't know that I expect much from the Colts. The Rams, we mentioned, it could be one way or the other. They could possibly be a lot better. They were kind of sneaky good this past season, just not up to the good they've been since being the Super Bowl champs. But that could be an interesting one. And then he goes up against Bryce Young and that Panthers, Carolina Panthers team, and then he goes up against Trevor Lawrence and that Jags team before he gets a bye. Comes out of that, plays against the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. So it's going to be a lot. And then he's got Kyler Murray at that, and then obviously going against the Patriots with Drake May. Seemingly could be somebody else, could be another quarterback in there as opposed to May. But bro, that seems like a really feasible stretch of games before it gets brutal for the second half of the season. It seems like a stretch where Caleb Williams could actually have this team doing really well and having great success versus these guys just very quickly. Well, you know what we'll do? How about this? Let's take a quick break. I'll reset it, and then I'll let y'all answer it on the other side of this break, because you know what? We're up on it, and I don't want y'all to shortchange this answer, because I think this is a big one. Sit on that first part of the season of what Caleb Williams has going on. Does he have them in position to be a contender for the playoffs? Does he put himself in contention for Rookie of the Year? Does he have himself in the conversation of MVP of the Year? We'll tackle that question, those questions, and more on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up On Game. It's TJ Hushmanzada. It's Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, this is Up On Game. It's Fox Sports Radio. It's Plexico Burress, TJ Hushmanzadeh, LeVar Arrington. Immediately following the show, we will have the podcast going up. So wherever it is that you get your podcast from, make sure you check it out. See what we got going on. I think that you'll enjoy what you're listening to. If you missed anything, let a friend know and you can check it out yourself. All right, fellas, before we get to the end of this first hour, we just teased Caleb Williams and his first part of his schedule. All the way up until week 11, it seemingly looks as though he has all winnable games. The Titans, he has the Titans at home. He goes to the Texans. He has on the road with the Colts. He's got the Rams at home. He's got the Panthers at home. He's got the Jaguars. And then he's got a bye before going to meet the Commanders and then going to play the Cardinals and then the Patriots at home. It just seems like to me, I mean, how many of them games do you think he wins?
I mean, I believe the Bears are going to make the playoffs. I said that last week, but when you look at it, if I got to break down just the first half of the season, I believe they'll beat the Titans. They'll lose to the Texans. The Colts game is up in the air for me. Shane Steichen is a hell of a coach, man. The Colts were fighting for the playoffs without their quarterback. They got better. And so people will start to respect the Colts and Shane Steichen because, to me, he was the engine behind that Eagles offense. He leaves. They completely weren't the same offense when he was OC. And then he goes to Indy. He loses Anthony Richardson. Gardner Minshew down there takes him to the playoffs. Gardner Minshew. And so I believe he's a hell of a coach. And so that Colts game is not going to be easy. And then after that, they play the Rams. And so many believe, as I do, the Rams are going to be a good team.
Okay.
They're going to be a good team.
You're not being a homer, are you?
No.
They were sneaky good last year, man.
And everybody
a lot of people
thought
don't realize
they were going to be
that,
bad last
yes,
year.
Yes, yes.
And so –
but they do not have Aaron Donald this year.
At best, I see them 2-2 after four games. That at best. Now, I believe they'll beat the Panthers. The Jags can be a toss-up. They'll beat the Commanders. But regardless, I see the Bears getting into the playoffs. Regardless of how they start, how they're going to make the playoffs.
Wow.
You know what, man? I really don't know. Actually, I'll be honest with you. You know, we've talked about and, you know, we would assume that, you know, Caleb Williams' game is going to, you know, translate and, you know, carry over to the NFL or the next level. But, you know, right now we just don't know how good. So I think it all depends on, you know, how quickly can him and these receivers and this offense get on the same page. I mean, there's no denying this young man's talent, arm talent, as far as him being able to throw the football, his football IQ and all of those things. But we really just don't know how good Chicago Bears are going to be defensively. But, TJ, I will say this. I don't think that the Chicago Bears make the playoffs this year because I believe that that Detroit Lions are going to win the division. And it's just nobody is giving my guy up in Green Bay no credit, man. I mean, my guy threw for 32 touchdowns last year, second in the NFL, and 4,100 yards. So are you saying that you think the Chicago Bears are going to be a better football team than the Green Bay Packers? I don't think so.
Or the Detroit Lions.
I just think that, listen, if Jordan Love continues to make progress based off of what we saw last year, 4,100 yards and 32 touchdowns. If he plays better than that, man, we're talking about a potential MVP candidate throwing under center, throwing the football.
Hey, we know the Bears won seven games last year considering how they were on offense. They won seven games last year.
Right.
Seven games.
I can't just insert Caleb Williams into this offense.
And does Caleb Williams come in and be better than what Justin Fields was last season?
I believe he will be better than Justin Fields. Okay. I believe that he will be. But I don't think that they are going to have a better overall record than the Green Bay Packers will this year trying to get into the playoffs. I think it's going to be Detroit wins the division. Green Bay gets the wild card.
So is there the chance that all three of them go to the playoffs?
Man, we are sitting over here talking about it's a possibility for the first time in
right
NFL
now,
history.
Hey, right now on paper,
every
on
team,
TJ saying yeah. I'm saying
every
yeah.
team from the NFC North is going to make the playoffs.
I'm sorry, the AFC North.
There's a possibility that all four of these teams could get into the playoffs.
Hey, is the North just where it's at?
Huh?
Is the North just where it's at?
The AFC North is where it's at.
No, I'm
yeah, but you're saying the NFC North too.
Yeah, the
I misspoke.
I misspoke. I'm not saying that everybody from the NFC North is getting to the in the into
okay.
the
all right.
No, because I believe the Minnesota Vikings are going to finish dead last. They probably won't even be 500, so they're not going to make the playoffs. But what I will say is, I'm trusting Jordan Love in this offense to get into the playoffs this year.
Mm. I think that there's a lot riding on Caleb Williams having tremendous success in the first part of this season. I think that that's why the schedule plays out the way that it does. We'll have to wait and see how that all happens and what goes on there. But we'll continue the conversations. We got a lot going on in hour two. We got Cuffs of Legend coming up as well, so make sure you stay locked in. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.